Yes, my people, Shapali, Shapali, that I greet everybody this wonderful afternoon. I thank Baba God as all of us office see today. I know say the matter don't tell where we know where we supposed to hear ourselves again. Anyway, where you for to hear our voice this wonderful Wednesday afternoon, I dey greet you now. All over the world, we honor for to hear us with a greet you now this day. We thank Baba God as all of us office see today. My name now Adi Omoakao, and I dey use this opportunity. They welcome now to Extractive Industrial Scope. I know they're the house alone this wonderful day. I day here with one of my Ogboge brother when he did doing things. They, in fact, you know, the organic, this one are real organic human being, organic man. So if you want to become organic man, just meet this man. He will help you become organic man. Mr. Organic, I've got to talk to our people.
Well, my country people, I greet you now this afternoon. Now, welcome. My name now Osigbeme my Kingsley, the organic senator. On our welcome.
Okay, thank God. Well, anyway, this one not be senator when they received a 6 million naira allowance and sitting without constituency project. He get your own constituency, and he only they do empowerment every weekend. But anyway, no matter how it be, we thank God as all of us office today. Today. You know, so the last time when we come talk to us on Extractive Industry Scope, we discussed the issue of abiding by the rules of engagement on environmental impact assessment programs when to sites, either a mining company or for us to start anything that has to do with an industry. Today, what we want to work on or what we want to start. Maybe it will continue by the next time when we come. Now, the topic now, what did they make mining fail for Nigeria? You see, a lot of people, we know, say mining companies, a lot of mining companies, they different Chinas, they run mining company for Nigeria. Locally, we get miners. People, when they mine gold, they mine tourmaline, they mine feldspar, dolomite, and among other. But we thank Baba God, as God bless us with all these solid mineral resources. But the question where we need to ask ourselves this wonderful day, we say, why do they always fail? When me and you, when I went around to do some small check, and our local level and the way the matter they be, we discover, say, one of the major issues, they say, a lot of illegal miners in this country. Organic senator.
Not true.
A lot of illegal mining they within the country. And when we look at the Ministry of Mines and Steel, they give license to the ones when they know. And eventually, the ones when they know even know, now they may be plenty past the ones when
they
know.
They know, yes.
And along the line, what do you think? Because we will take them one by one. One major thing when it be the challenge when the mining sector they face now illegality. Yes. So what do you see as a way out to take check this illegality on the issue of mining? Because we know if it continue like this. Because the oil they boom and they help people, right now $60 per barrel. We just come out high from the gold, the first part, the tourmaline, the this, the that. And people are coming in here to mine things and take away. We'll go back to Dubai to go buy the our own product of gold back to the country because mining get issues. So, first of all, how do we overcome these challenges of illegality when they into the mining sector?
Well, the first thing where government need to do, because our problem for this country, number one problem, na data. As we then go to the ministry, now they don't even know where all the geographical sites they. They don't know where the sites then they. Now be the first sister. Except maybe somebody come there and say, so person they do this for so place. Now they feel even make attempt say okay. Illegal mining they go on for years. If not be waiting, they happen recently. We know say that they mine gold before and then this thing for where Zamfara. We don't know now. They just they fight, they kill each other, they go.
And nobody knew nobody saying that mining and the gold now they cause
they
crisis
cause problem for there until they voice out. All of them just they keep quiet, they cover everything. until you know say get where reach you know go fit cover. So waiting me they talk now that data now be number one. First for know where all the sites they because if you know where all the sites they for mining, you go fit block all those illegal miners. Because if you block all the illegal miners, all of them will come register. Who not register no fit go there because you go put security there to check waiting and waiting all their activities.
You know one funny secret about some of these things when they discover say they go on for the country, they say even the so-called the mining the illegal miners, they always get security men when they escort them go this site.
Yes, nah.
So does that mean even aiding and abetting did the project?
Exactly, aiding and abetting did because most of these are security chiefs now they collect the money for pocket. They'll provide them with if now 4 men, 5 men, 10 men, according to as we bring the money. All of them will carry gun, escort, siren, one, though they follow the person. Now, what thing they happen?
So, to a great extent, first of all, we need to have a database of all mining sites and those when they do the mining and where obtaining a license, and then we now locate a site to you, know exactly yes. where you are going, and then know how to monitor.
Mm. Yeah, exactly.
Good. So, now one way to fit overcome the challenges. Another way, you know, think, say, the traditional rulers and the community where this mining site they get the power, the authority, or should I say, they for still fit the checkmate some of this illegality. What do you think say be their role in the whole of this?
The team be say one of the major problem we'll get now the same traditional rulers because before you enter any community, you first of all go see the traditional rulers, that one for sure. No many company fee just go enter one community without talking to the traditional authority.
Okay.
Even though federal government give you license, and you must first of all go talk to the authority, the traditional authorities. Now those people go say, no worry, nothing they happen with your back. After they don't collect brown envelope or as the case may be, whatever they collect, no problem with your back, nothing they happen. Now our town be this. Now what thing they happen be that.
So the very foremost part is apart from the issue of database and monitoring, licensing and whatever, every community needed to shine their eye on any mining project when they go on in their area.
Exactly.
Because not be the issue of prognosing, now the issue of making sure the rightful thing is done. Because I did discover Dubai, Qatar, Kuwait, Kuwait, Qatar get oil. For the person if you do mining or drilling of oil illegally for Qatar, I mean for this country.
Of course they do one. All those bunkering are waiting not be illegal mining and drilling.
No, they do one for here. You sure yes. say if it take place like that without the government knowing what the person is doing?
The truth be say somebody an insider must there away. Nana for sure.
Okay, well, my people, wait till you see they listen to now Extractive Industry Scope, and with one of the things where they look at today now the challenges when the mining industry they face, and one of the challenges that we don't discover now say they create waiting they create failure for the mining industry now because illegality to Fulham, and one of these major thing when they make a man people they always like shortcuts, and in taking shortcuts they always create issues, and by the time we look at this shortcut, one, people no one do registration, no database, and no one make government even know say I they do this thing.
Yes.
And by the next time you see communities people are operating in a community because they are already settling the community head, a lot of things are taking place, the people are not even knowing anything that is. So you cannot actually hold responsible anybody
because
in case there is any side effect or aftermath effect of the mining, because you know, remember the last time when we discussed say the things when they always take place when mining industries they go on or things are happening. So we don't discover now say some of the things when they go on, people no fit complain directly because the people when they even they watch these people they do illegal jobs.
Yes, exactly.
My people, take note, anywhere you for come and any mining company they there, that they mine dolomite, limestone, feldspar, tourmaline, gold, anything, it could make you realize say there is a need for proper documentation so that make the you fit trace and hold somebody responsible when anything go wrong. One other thing we discover again say be another terrible challenge when the mining industry they face be say government insincerity or if we use big Oyibo insensitivity to abiding by the rules of engagement. You they see sometimes some foreigners go come into the country, they do mining. In the first case, how this person enter this country? Two, how it takes that project in that location without the government knowing, saying go in there. You can imagine sometimes they will tell you, say, for the past how many months or many years this person have been mining without making returns. So this now brings us to the issue of actual taxation. Illegal companies, they pay tax.
Yes.
They pay tax.
Illegal. First way they illegal, which tax you want pay? The tax where they pay now be the brand envelope and kickback where they pay. And they prefer that one. Finish. They know they pay tax to government because the tax where they supposed to pay to government, they don't can go give somebody for somewhere. Somebody don't eat them. But of course, around here will not they do. If now places, developed country like America now, by the time they arrest them, carry them to court, he go talk. When he talk, the thing go rap many people. If you happen to one set of people, nobody go want try them again. That be the good thing. But for here, anything goes. Now make they get so many problem here. Okay, now, even if you look at now, probably like for the employees there, the high risk for their health of the employees. Nobody send the employees health then. Do your thing. If you sick, then drop you. Put on another person. Whether the person sick, die, not concerned, then they drop them. Put on tomorrow, you see some other person don't resume work. The work continue. That's the problem. So why somebody will be say they settle somebody for government or can't go still pay tax to government? It's not done like that. They're not going to do it like that.
So to a great extent, on revenue basis, Nigeria is losing from even from their solid minerals.
Yes, a lot of it.
You don't break me down from the way the matter they go. I try to look at an angle where, you know, each time I go through some of the illegal mining companies and sites and within the people in that environment they do, and sometimes you see them forcefully bringing armed men like police officers and yes. soldiers to torment the villagers to make sure mm-hmm. persistently they go they bear the pain while the mining they continue and all of those stuff. What they beat me they torture me past they say with they talk now say if police they are aware of something. Soldiers, they are aware of something. Government never know already.
Government don't know now. Somebody, like I talked before, somebody for that government. Now they protect those people. Because at the end of the day, they will give her her own, how do they call it, atara. They will collect her own proof of pocket. So you not care. Whatever, go even though it come from that village, you not care. They will just they collect her own, now so.
You don't really make me go weak more because I can see that people always love to do businesses in expense of other people's lives.
Exactly.
And without trying to play the game by the rules, it constantly they sustain the country, change the community, the state, the local government, and by extension every other person around. Okay. Now, having known that, okay, see the problem. See the issues. What will be your recommendation of this first challenge when me and you they discuss today? So what will be your recommendation? What will be your advice? What will be the thing when you they look at say we go fit take handle of the way one we don't check database issue.
Yes.
Say we not really get the real database of mining site and money and the miners
in Nigeria.
And then another issue we say illegality they go on. People they mine illegally, and even at that, they oppress the community, and yet nothing is done. So these two aspects, when me and you look at this afternoon, waiting be your recommendation first on the issue of illegality. Mining site, no good database, and being able to make sure say licensed operators mine they do mining, yes. and their site and the actual revenue generation. So. What okay. is your recommendation?
The first recommendation is say make government go get up to date and accurate data.
So what can be the function on that? What can be the function of the minister for mines and steel?
We all know say the function of the minister now to check how much this thing make it collect in own. Because if you look at we it's like we just the get minister and nothing they happen. How many of these ministers don't sit down, create one thing for that ministry where end as he sit down on his own? No, apart from say this one go say minister of power and steel, want this thing. The normal now the allocation they just they wait for. Okay, minister of, we don't date this country now. Yes, say minister of youth and sport or minister of youth now. Say okay, as a youth, this is what I have done to support youth. It never happened before. See, people there, they don't collect money. Why not call a conference of youth? Do a launching. Invite all the politicians, both past and present. Let them come and donate. Build a well-equipped center for the youth. So just like the same up-to-date data, all with the talk, the minister feel raise her up. Every community where you know say you get any this thing, come and let us know. Because as a community, if now 5%, we go make sure we they give and turn out, we they use until they do something for our side. If you not come tell us, we go there, go discover on our own. My government get them. You go see say people go come out. Many places where they don't know, the communities they go come out, come voice out. After that, because now first thing first, if you don't know all these places, now then now you can begin build modern testing lab, modern facilities. Then you can they talk of the workers where they did their health. How you take build modern hospital near there, so that as you work finish every month ending, go there for checkup. It's compulsory. So that they go, because any sickness where you dictate on time, to treat that sickness, they very easy. But when the sickness, for example, now sickness, they eat person liver. Now when you don't eat and finish, the liver don't black finish, you can't discover, and not get what you want to. But if you get them from the beginning, say, I blessed this liver, don't get as the bill, you feel at least try to purify the liver and everything will be okay. So make our ministers, make they think. Make it, because it just be like say right from time, people will they put and the people go just wait for allocation, collect their own for pocket, carry the minimum and do one or two things finished. As far as I'm concerned, I'm waiting to happen.
Well, my people, now see they listen to a certain Vidoscope and one of what we they discuss today, now the challenges when they face the mining sector. And we don't discover two major problems. No database from records that are with the government, except the ones when they get. Now, the ones when get license. And not even all the licensed ones, they do operation.
Yes.
But the more are there doing mining when they get license. And then a lot of illegality when they go on. And because of that, it create lots of revenue from that same sector into the government treasury. And by today, we discover, say, a lot of innovations were supposed to come in. Copy and paste attitude from one ministry to the other.
Exactly.
From one minister to the other. If one minister face a WhatsApp group, all ministry will go and learn how to do group WhatsApp.
Exactly.
If one minister face to go, all ministry will go into to go. So there is a need for us to start looking for how to redevelop the ministry or every ministry in the country, especially what has to do with mineral resources to help checkmate. Now, it's so much a pity that even in the country today, all our solid minerals, nothing is being, no processing factory in the country to help turn them to what I would call the last
finished goods.
Yet people are mining things to go and be producing phones. People are mining to go and be doing a lot of things. But in Nigeria, the reverse is always the case. Why have we chosen to be a consuming nation and never a producing nation? And I discover if you receive run your account like this for 1 month and then find out what is the outcome of your economy. Anytime you receive money, just withdraw or spend all and then wait again to the next salary. As the thing land again, spend all and then wait again for the next salary. The moment a small problem hits you, you become a beggar on the street.
Exactly.
That is exactly what the country has just turned itself to. With all the natural blessings.
Any nation where it truly gets people where we say they think. Like, as I then, I can't imagine myself being a minister for youth for just 1 year. And the youth of the country, they not feel my impact. That means I'm a failure. Because I get, as I then, I get many things for head where we say the youth, he go carry many of them come up for poverty. No, nothing camo. Share money, give anybody, not there among camo.
Yeah.
Because that's the last thing I will do. I will rather teach you how to catch fish than to teach you fish
according to the Chinese adage.
That's just it. Because many things they were a country where we supposed to do as a nation. Okay, now let us federal government say they close all cryptocurrency accounts. But me and you know, say cryptocurrency, people they use and make money. Instead, now the negative part, now our government focus on. It's not like that. If we get visionaries as leaders, things go change.
Even on the issue of cryptocurrency, the FBI that gave an information to Nigeria Central Bank on the issue of cryptocurrency and the kind of fraud, stockpiling ammunition that was involved from some sector. Does that really mean that it was supposed to be checked? They gave an information to them that please look at what is going on around your country, watch it so that you'll be able to regulate the movement of fund from this end. And what they did was to ban, and then America started laughing. Meanwhile, people are investing much
and they are making it,
and they are making it, and here you are ban the cryptocurrency. The question is that a problem of the country right now? The mining sector would have been able to take a whole lot of people off the streets.
Exactly.
Like, for instance, we had a company in Nigeria that is mining and processing gold to finish goods.
Yes.
You are not exporting the raw material out. Because from all I have checked, there is no company right now in Nigeria that is processing gold.
No company.
And that is why it has gotten to that point of constantly making people go to Dubai, go to different places to go and be buying gold of different cataracts down into the country.
Yeah, some of them will go to Ghana
to go and buy. And Nigeria has no finished goods processing factory. And it has simply turned mine and take away, mine and take away.
Exactly.
Tourmaline, mine and take away. That has been even... These are things that they are using for mercury, for scanning machines. These are things that are being used to do a lot and a lot and a lot of equipment. But today, the country just does the mining. That is for those who are even registered at all. And a lot of miners are here, put it in their bags, and then they just take it away out of the country. They take a flight and then they are gone. When you ask, you say, I'm taking a sample out, and gradually he's taking those samples for sales. My people, the time don't come for Nigeria to be wise. Time don't come for us to shine our eye. Well, time nine be always the problem when all of us they always get for everything where they do. And no matter how it be, Oga Mike, I beg, we don't outline two major problems now. Maybe when next we come again, my people, we will talk more on the challenges facing the mining sector in Nigeria and what we can do to help salvage the situation. Now, why we are here this afternoon is to make sure this wonderful day is to make sure we are able to put solutions in place that can help to save the situation. Oil, crude oil constantly is not supposed to be the way. Agricultural sector is there, and from the agric sector is where we are having the mining sector, but we are looking at them as two different entities. It's not supposed to be so, but irrespective of what it is, what is even the innovations any of these ministers are bringing into the country? Nothing. No minister ever woke up one morning and said, from my ministry, we've been able to build so things so that all the mining of all tourmaline in Nigeria, all first pass in Nigeria will be used for chemical that will help to solve this kind of problem. So that Vespa is what we are going to be using now to kill mosquito, so that we will not be having mosquitoes again in Nigeria. But my people, the reverse is the case here. I better talk to our people before we walk away from the studio this afternoon.
Well, my country people, they greet on our thank on our for taking on our time to listen to us. Well, I want to talk this one. Now English, I go use to talk. Can you influence a dream? Then be my friend. See, not always they think. Say now to collect now be life. Think of how to change things. That's why I say, can you influence a dream? Be my friend, because to your dream can become possible. Anybody's dream can become possible only if we support to make that dream possible. On our way down. My name now Osigbeme Mike Kingsley, the organic senator. On our way down.
My people, we don't hear and today we don't discuss two major points on the issue of the challenges facing the mining sector. But be that as it may, I won't beg all of us today, whichever community where you come from and wherever you are in this world, listening to us live and direct, know say any country when you know they do, in fact, value chain system, now poverty, now they always end the life of that country. Make we beg. All our people when they power today, you know, they end us to a point of no return with poverty. But by the grace of God, some of us go wake this country up one day. Make una no surprise when we no allow our children get any position. Until we go to hear ourselves again. Make una no forget. This is not extractive industrial scope. My name is Stibela Adeyemo Akao. Adesalutuna. Una where I don't know.